It's Tuesday, August 9th, and you're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm Lauren Silverman with KERA North Texas, in for host David Brown. A case we're going to look at now that's heating up in Texas after years of investigation has to do with the U.S. Justice Department and a white supremacist group. The department handed out over 900 years of prison time to members of the Aryan Brotherhood of Texas, or the ABT. 75 of its members were convicted after a six-year federal probe aimed to dismantle the organization. Mark Potok, he's editor-in-chief of the Intelligence Report for the Southern Poverty Law Center, says it's a group that's been blamed for more than 100 murders and at least 10 kidnappings.
Like most white supremacist prison gangs now, they all originated in the prisons. But ABT, just like the Aryan Brotherhood, has a very extensive network outside the walls. And so, you know, there's quite a lot of crime and some of it incredible stuff in Texas. So it's not merely a prison problem anymore. It's basically threatening everybody else in Texas.
The new convictions, according to a federal prosecutor, have backed the group into a corner. And the organization is now, in quotes, in absolute chaos. Mark Potok, start off by explaining what exactly the Aryan Brotherhood of Texas is.
Well, the first thing to know is that the Aryan Brotherhood of Texas is not the same as the much more famous and much larger Aryan Brotherhood. The original Aryan Brotherhood was formed way back in 1964 in San Quentin in California, and really it was the first major white supremacist prison gang. The Aryan Brotherhood of Texas was formed in 1981 by people within the Texas prison system who wanted to be essentially an affiliate of the Aryan Brotherhood in California, but who were refused by the Aryan Brotherhood in California. What they did was simply go ahead and form the group on their own. So they're kind of unauthorized.
Why were they refused?
That is a bit of a mystery. I think probably the reason, though, was the fact that the Aryan Brotherhood in California is an extremely hierarchical organization, very interested in tightly controlling all of its members, and probably saw what the Texas request was as being some kind of freelance project.
So what is your reaction to this kind of crackdown? Because it's hard to tell how big of an impact could that actually have?
Well, first of all, this is something that has been going on for quite a while. This is not a new story. This began 4 years ago in 2012, and about half of these 75 arrests were made by as much as a year, year and a half ago. I think it's had quite an effect. It is certainly true that these gangs have a way of coming back. They have an awful lot of very dedicated soldiers. And they're a terrifying group in terms of if you're a member and somehow flout the authorities of others above you, you will be in very serious trouble. There's a kind of famous story about the Aryan Brotherhood of Texas in which one member had put on his bicep an unauthorized tattoo suggesting that he was a member of the Aryan Brotherhood, and he was dragged off and had that tattoo taken off him with a blowtorch. So they're a scary organization. They're very disciplined, or at least they have been over the years, before many of them turned on one another during this federal prosecution. So we'll see if they survive it. What definitely has happened is that an awful lot of people who were in ABT have turned on one another. So I think the organization is probably filled with people accusing one another of being informants and so on.
Okay, but now even if the ABT, the Aryan Brotherhood of Texas, is dismantled or in chaos, there's a lot of other hate groups in Texas, and there seems to be an increase in the types of groups. What's going on there with that?
Well, we're seeing it all across the country. Texas has the unfortunate title of having the most hate groups of any state in the country, at least according to our count. But generally, we've been seeing these groups going up really ever since very early 2009. That coincides, of course, with the taking of office of our first black president, and indeed seems to be quite closely related to that.
It's also that the first thing I thought of course, you're right, with the taking of office of President Barack Obama, but with the financial crisis is something that comes to
That's
mind
right.
as well.
That's right. That's the number two most important reason. Let me say first, it's Obama taking office, but also what Obama represents. And what he represents are the very rapidly changing demographics of the United States, with the Census Bureau predicting that whites will lose their majority in this country for the first time since the colonial era in about 30 years, by about 2043. The secondary reason is, in fact, yes, the financial meltdown, the subprime crisis, all of the anger and angst that that created. A third piece of it has been just huge cultural changes in this country. One need only think about same-sex marriage and how impossible that seemed a mere 15 years ago, and here it is the law of the land in 50 states. So there are a number of different things going on, very historic kind of socioeconomic and demographic changes that are causing a real backlash, and that is really what is driving the growth of these groups.
Mark Potok is editor-in-chief of the Intelligence Report for the Southern Poverty Law Center. Mark, thanks for coming on.
A pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.